Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hello, my name is David Hahn, and I have served the village this last week as the Living Word presenter. I come from the Seattle area. I'm an ELCA ordained pastor for 20 years. I have served congregations in the Southwest primarily, and went back to Luther Seminary in 2009 to receive a PhD in Congregational Mission and Leadership. My primary interest was thinking about really the church's life with the world, and primarily through the practices of listening. And through listening practices, how do we gain a sense for what the Holy Spirit might be up to in the midst of those interactions? That is, if we think of our lives with the world and not somehow just trying to get the world to come to church or to get the world to receive our great acts of service upon, how do we really see them as partners for the sake of the common good and the creative order for what God is up to in the world? And listening for me has played a really important piece in terms of how to think that through. So that focused my research. And now I serve the Northwest Washington Synod as a living local coordinator. And basically this work involves helping or facilitating congregations, imagining their life and engaging their life, discovering their life among neighbors in the community. And so it's very much in line with that. This week, I've really just kind of been exploring what I call the spirit of listening, primarily under the big title of acoustic theology, which is, if listening is our orientation that opens us to the life of one another, how is it that we might think about our listening theologically, as if God is involved in it? And so for me, the first move is recognizing that not only are we just listening one to another, but that God is listening to us. And so when I was thinking about my presentation this week, I was really trying to keep several kind of streams together. The first one being keeping God in the conversation, that really then informs how we even listen at all. So how does that shape or configure our listening such that we could say, yeah, this is what God might be up to through it, not just us, but all people. And so that signification of our listening, I've really paired around both the life of God as a community, a conversation, a social kind of life that we overhear in the midst of how they live their life, but primarily one seen and understood through the lens of Jesus in his death and resurrection. And that has really kind of informed a part of the listening. The other piece that I bring in is with regard to organizational leadership. There's been a stream and a movement among some key authors trying to think about how organizational change happens. And I've found some really what I believe are helpful companions, both that pair listening and conversation and the importance of organizational change as a deep change that happens by slowing down organizational life. And so kind of bring them in different ways, their voices. Margaret Wheatley, Turn to One Another, Simple Conversations for a Hopeful Future. A gentleman named Peter Block, community, the structure of belonging. A gentleman named Frank Barrett, Yes to the Mess. He was a improvisational jazz pianist in his first career. And then he actually comes to organizational theory in light of being a jazz improvisational artist. And so he says, what does it mean that organizations change in light of an improvisatory character? And so I'm taking that theological stream and that organizational stream, and then I'm kind of overlaying it in the life of the congregation. What I do with the theme then for the week and beginning together is ask, what does it mean to begin together? In the new creation from Revelation 21, what does it mean for us to begin together in light of a future that's given freely? My answer is, we listen. And so the first day that when we gather, the theme is a spirit of listening and connection. It's looking at the seven churches and listening in on Jesus, who's the risen Christ, speaking to them in the vision that John has. And we go through and trace kind of the different words relative to the kind of context that each church finds itself in. And one person actually noticed this at the end of our first class this last week, and it was where we were going. But she noticed that there is, while there are different exhortations for each community, there is a similar exhortation that they're all given, and it's, let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And all seven congregations are given that word. And so I wonder, what does it mean that that might be like a mission statement or a way that we live into a future together? Everyone has welcome, equipped, and send, but what does it mean that through our ear the Spirit is actually still speaking to us? And how can we attend to that and wander through our listening? So really is taking a deeper look at kind of what it can be involved in listening interactions, which is what I call affirmation, disruption, and wonder. That these three streams actually are at work in any listening interaction at various moments in time. And so each day we kind of slowly go down and attend to those and what they might look like and think about what God might be up to in the midst of it. And so yeah, so that becomes really important then for getting us to the spirit of listening and patience, which is this whole notion of slowing down and waiting. And in our organizations, because there's such an urgency and a sense for change relative to a lot of reasons, the anxiety for, you know, the decline of a congregation, we've got to do something around here to get more people here, we've got to figure out how we're going to help people in need. What I'm suggesting is that if those who have an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches, there's a step that we might just need to stand back from for a moment to reflect instead of just purely act. And how might we reflect on our very action of listening and how is that changing us? What I did not say earlier is that part of who I am and what I bring to this conversation, apart from my scholarship and background and experience embedded in a congregation as a leader, understanding the dynamics of congregational life, I come at it as a musician. I'm a trumpet player. And so I think that whole idea of acoustic theology is really interesting to me as one who's played in an ensemble, and how it is that we, in our life as church with the world, might really see a host of other voices who need to be attended to in order to kind of play well this life that we're involved in together.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.